So often we're told one should never discuss politics or religion, particularly in polite company. That's been going on for decades, if not generations. Unfortunately, as well-meaning as that advice is, it's very, very harmful and is actually responsible for a lot of the massive divide in society today. What am I on about? That's what we discuss in this episode.
You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hello, hello, welcome, welcome, welcome back. Welcome to another episode. Yes, politics, religion, the two big things we're told we should never discuss, particularly in polite company. And I totally get where that's come from. But unfortunately, that advice has kind of been distorted and it's taken on a whole new life of its own in ways which not only are unhelpful, that are actually directly harmful and causing a lot of the problems that we see in society today and causing a lot of the massive divides that we see everywhere in society, online, in social media, in conventional media, everywhere. Think about it. You've got massive divides where people are fighting against each other around politics, around religion, around all sorts of other things. And a lot of that can be traced back to don't talk about religion or politics. And I'm going to explain why. I'm going to explain why I believe that has been so unhelpful. I'm going to share a little bit about how we can start to move forward. Before we dive into a little bit more detail, just want to say thanks to this episode's sponsor. It's sponsored by another podcast, Newton's Nuggets. It's run by Paul Newton. You may have come across him before. He's been a guest on a couple of our previous episodes. He's also a brilliant magician and he runs Mental Theft. Check those out as well. But it's run, Newton's Nuggets is run by Paul Newton and Jesse Lawrence. And it's a great little podcast. Newton's Nuggets delves into different aspects of the life of a modern business owner, providing bite-sized nuggets of advice, information, and the stories behind the people who are experiencing the journey to success. I love the podcast. I've been a guest on it a couple of times. I love many of the guests that they have on there. It's a great little podcast. If you like this podcast, you're really going to like
Newton's Nuggets.
Check it out, newtonsnuggets.com, or you'll find it on iTunes, Spotify, all the best places. Check out Newton's Nuggets, but not before you've listened to the rest of this episode. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. Don't talk about religion or politics. Why? Well, I totally get where that originally kind of came from. Because politics is very much a personal thing around an individual's personal beliefs, ethics, attitudes, values. It's very much a core of an expression of the core of who we are. And religion, even more so, it's a deeply personal thing. If you have a religious belief or if you don't have religious belief, it's a very personal thing to you. And absolutely, we should respect that people have different views. And so often, people with different religious or political views, having a discussion, so often it ends up as an argument and it can cause people to fall out, cause all manner of problems. So I get why we were told you should never really talk about those things. But unfortunately, see, here's what's happened. By making these things something we must never talk about, we give them this mythical elevated status that somehow an individual's religious or political beliefs are sacrosanct. They are unimpeachable, unquestionable. One must never question them. One must never challenge them. An individual's political or religious beliefs are absolutely right. They are inviolate. They are sacrosanct. They must never be challenged. You must never, ever dare to question them. which is a bit strong, but that's how it starts to come across. And that is how so much of so many in society perceive those. And that has kind of seeped out almost like via osmosis to now encompass every belief that we have, every opinion we have, every view that we have. They're all viewed as sacrosanct, and you must never challenge someone's beliefs. You must never question their views. You must never doubt their opinion. Somebody's opinion is the most important thing. You must never question it. Which A, is utter nonsense, and B, is deeply, deeply unhelpful. Because now so often in society, people have this ingrained into them that if somebody questions their belief or has a question about something that they believe, that you are somehow impugning them. You are somehow casting doubt, casting aspersions upon their entire being. You are attacking them by questioning a particular aspect of their belief, which is nonsense. It's absolutely not the case, but that is the kind of thing that we've grown up within society now, that if I were to dare to question your belief on a particular topic, I'm actually mounting an all-out assault and attack on you as a person, rather than simply questioning an aspect of what you currently believe. And that is deeply unhelpful. It is very harmful, and it's caused this massive divide. Because rather than seeking common ground, seeking deeper understanding, we're all siloed. I believe this, you believe that. I'm right, you are wrong. You can never question me. That's just the way it is. Which is not the way to have a cohesive, integrated society that works together. Because it's by working together that we can achieve so much greatness. For ourselves, for each other, for society, for our species, for the entire planet. By working together that we create these achievements. But you see, what's happened is we now have this ethos where you're not allowed to question what somebody else believes because that's somehow attacking the individual. Well, it's not. We are not our beliefs. We are not our values. We are not what we happen to believe at any given time because, hey, guess what? Our beliefs can and indeed do change and evolve over time. In fact, when we're born, we have no beliefs. We have no values. We are a blank slate when we are born. We are a completely blank canvas. Could you be a slate and a canvas? I don't see why not, because it's all metaphor anyway. But we're completely blank. Heck, many people when they're born don't even realize they need to breathe. You give them a little smack on the bum to get them breathing. We are completely blank. We learn everything by making the best of our environment, picking from our environment, learning, trying to make sense of it all. And that's how we get to where we are. So none of our beliefs, our values, our decisions, none of these are us. We are not our beliefs. We are not our opinions. We are not our politics. We are not our faith. We are not our fears. We are none of these things. We are behind it all. We are the awareness behind all of this. All of those can change, and we still remain who we truly are. In fact, we become more of who we truly are as we evolve, and we allow our beliefs to evolve as we get more information and a deeper understanding. That's a really key thing. I remember once seeing His Holiness the Dalai Lama was being interviewed. And the interviewer asked him, okay, suppose science came up with something which completely disproved one of your beliefs, one of the core beliefs in Buddhism. Suppose it was completely disproved by science. What would you do? The interviewer thinking, a bit of a gotcha question here. What would you do? The Dalai Lama just looked at him and went, oh, we'd change our beliefs based on the new information. Of course we would. And that's the key. As we get more information, what do you do? What do you do? And think about this, you personally, what do you do when you get some information, some evidence, some real solid evidence, which contradicts a belief that you have? Do you ignore the evidence and stick firmly to your belief? Or do you consider that evidence and adjust your belief accordingly to fit the increased information that you now have about the situation? Hopefully, you would consider the evidence and adjust your belief accordingly. That's the mature, the rational thing to do. There is absolutely nothing wrong with saying, you know what? I was wrong. I can see this shows I was not on the right track. I adjust things. I can now see more clearly where this is going. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that at all. Yet so many of us get so attached to our beliefs, to our opinions. Everyone's allowed to have, everyone is. I'm entitled to my opinion. Yes, you absolutely are. Everyone is entitled to their opinions. You ain't entitled to your own facts, though. And that is a very different thing. And where facts and opinions collide, surely it makes sense to consider these facts and to refine one's opinion accordingly. Fine-tune it, adjust it. It's like if you're sailing somewhere, all of a sudden you can see an island appearing right in the middle of your course. Do you just continue your course or do you adjust accordingly? Interesting. So the thing with discussing beliefs, discussing anything. So often these days, when we have a discussion, we're coming from the point of view of, I'm going to tell you why I'm right and why you are wrong. And when you've got two people doing that, bam, 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 colliding, headbutting each other, no progress, no change. You're just going to become more deeply entrenched. Nothing is going to change. However, it is possible to have discussions where that's not the approach. And I'd like to invite you, dear listener, dear viewer, I'd like to invite you to consider this. Next time you're having a discussion with somebody, don't come from the point of view of, I'm going to tell you why I'm right and you're wrong. Because you're both right and you're both wrong. In different aspects. How about instead coming from the point of view of, hey, help me to understand more clearly what you actually think. Help me to understand what you believe. Help me to understand your position. Because another thing that often happens is we project what we think the other person believes onto them, and then we use that to argue against. Classic straw man argument techniques. And we do it without even thinking about it. Pause, take the time and say, hey, tell me, what exactly is it that you believe about X? And listen to what they're saying. Get a better understanding of their position. And even more importantly, from there, you can then ask them, okay, not necessarily a position I agree with, and that's absolutely fine. I now have a deeper understanding of what you believe. Help me to understand why you believe that. Help me to understand what led you to believe that, and that they support the evidence you've got to support that position. Help me to better understand how you came to that conclusion. And again, listen. You might learn something. They might have something, an insight, a perspective, some information that you'd never not really come across before, or you'd never really considered before, or you hadn't thought about in a particular way before. And that might encourage you to refine your views slightly. Or it might be that you fully, you get a deeper understanding of their position. You still disagree with it. It's still not a position which you hold. And yet you have a deeper understanding and respect for at least how they came to hold their position. And you can get a better understanding, and you can appreciate the fact that they hold their position not out of spite, not to be contrary, not because they're stupid or thick or ignorant or arrogant, but you get a better understanding of how they've come to that position. Because we have the positions that we have, the beliefs we have, because of our environment, our upbringing, the experiences we've had, the things we've gone through, the lessons we've learned. If you and they had swapped places at birth, it's entirely possible that you would have the beliefs they have and they would have the beliefs you have. Interesting. So get a better, deeper understanding of that person's position. And hopefully they will reciprocate. You can give them a clearer understanding of your position and help them to appreciate how you came to that position. And again, it might be that you share with them something which makes them go, oh, never thought of that before. And starts the cogs whirring and the connections going and the synapses firing. And their position slightly shifts. Or, and each of these things have happened to me and to friends when we've had chats, you might find that in the process of laying out exactly how you came to your conclusion, you might find that you go, actually, that's a point. I assumed this. Why did I assume this? I have no basis to assume this. Maybe, just maybe. Maybe my position isn't 100% accurate. Maybe there is some slight room for movement there. Let me explore this in a bit more detail. It can happen. Now, I'm not saying that you and a friend will sit down and have this sort of discussion and one or other will go, you know what? You're absolutely right. I'm totally wrong with this. I now see exactly what you mean and my position has changed completely. I'm not saying that's going to happen. It's unlikely. But what does happen is both of you will find your positions adjust in some way. You may get closer to their position. You may become further away from their position and become even more strongly convinced by your position because you reviewed and re-examined the evidence. Either way, it's good because you now both have a deeper understanding and hopefully a greater respect for each other's positions. If we all did this, it would help bridge those gaps. It would help stop having Christian and Muslim fighting each other. It would help stop having the left wing saying the right wing are all evil, and right wing saying the left wing are all evil. It would help people to start to build bridges, to come up with consensus, to find common ground. So you believe that, I believe this. We don't agree on those. However, we do both agree on this aspect. And if we set aside those bits we differ and focus on the areas we agree, we can work together and create something special. Because we both want kind of the same. We both want the same. Ultimately, we all want the same. We all want the best for us, for ourselves, for our family and friends, for those around us, and ultimately, everyone. We all want the same thing deep down. It's just we all have different ideas on how to get it. When you can find common ground, common ways in which, okay, maybe you're not going to implement everything that I would like. We're not going to implement everything you'd like, but we can implement this bit that we both agree upon. That is a good starting point. Because once you implement that, who knows where things will go as you reevaluate. It all comes down to openly discussing and listening. A discussion should not be about who's right and who's wrong. A discussion should be about enabling both sides to get a deeper understanding of each other's perspectives and positions. It may be your position gets reevaluated. It may be you don't reevaluate it, but at least you have a better, deeper understanding and a deeper human-to-human connection with that other person. And it's much harder to fight and to commit atrocities when you see the other as just a fellow human. When you see that other person as a fellow human rather than an other, they are wrong, they are the other, they are the enemy. That is how totalitarian regimes enable their population to be quite comfortable with murdering huge swathes of the other, gassing them, shooting them, letting them drown as they try and escape and become refugees and escape on crafts going across the water, by viewing them as other. And it's a very, very dangerous position for all of us. So yes, maybe we ought to talk more about religion, about politics, about anything and everything. And do it from that perspective of wanting to learn, to listen, to understand. Not because I want to change my mind and believe what you believe, but and also not because I want to change your mind and make you believe what I believe. But hey, let's help each other understand. We're not going to adopt each other's beliefs, but we're going to have a deeper understanding of how we each got to those beliefs. And we're going to find some common ground together so we can live side by side. We can work together. And we can acknowledge that, hey, this person believes that, this person believes that. We're not going to agree on those, but we can agree on this. And that is how we start to reconnect society, to reunite the human race. We are all one species, after all. Why on earth should we be continually fighting and dividing each other? We all have our differences. We all have different skills that we bring, different attitudes, different perspectives. And that is good. Think about a house. Think about a house. If you build a house out of nothing but walls, well, you'll have some very impressive walls. You ain't going to have a floor to walk on, and you certainly won't have a roof to stop the rain getting in. A house works because it's made of walls and floors and doors and roofs and windows and pipes and radiators and boilers and all the different components coming together, bringing their own strengths, their own skills, uniting together. And that's what we can do as an entire species, as the human race. Unite together, bring together our different skills. Accept that we all have different views, and that's okay. We can find ways to work together for the common good. And it all starts with each and every one of us. There's no point in waiting for someone else to do this. No point in waiting for leaders to do this. This all starts with you and me, each of us individually, taking that decision to go, you know what? I'm going to find out more about my fellow humans' beliefs and views. And I'm going to seek to get a deeper understanding of that. I'm not going to try and change them. I'm just going to seek to get a deeper understanding of where they're coming from and how they get to that position by talking about anything and everything from a position of, okay, help me understand why you believe that. And not challenging, not necessarily challenging when they say things, but get a deeper understanding of it. And when they reciprocate, you get deeper understandings of each other. All sorts of magic can and does happen. That's it for now. That's what I'd like to leave you with for now. How can you build a deeper connection with others? Just something to think about. I will catch you in the next episode. Meanwhile, remember, give us a subscribe, give us a like, give us a comment. Share this far and wide. Share this with friends who you think would benefit from it. Spread it far and wide. Catch you in the next episode. Check the previous episodes. And until then, take care. Look after yourselves. And remember, change is always possible. And when you change your mind, you change your life. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. To find out more, please visit keithblakemorenoble.com.